From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi run Al Arabiya Television says a midnight Sunday deadline for Qatar to meet a list of 13 demands has been extended 48 hours. Qatar facing further sanctions after Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt cut ties last month over Doha's alleged support of terrorism, a charge it denies. Qatari Defense Minister Khalid Mohammed Al Attiyah said his country will not be an easy one to swallow.
We are ready. We stand ready to defend our country. I hope that we don't come to a stage where, a military intervention is made. But we always stand ready. We are here to defend our country, and we live every day to defend our country, and we will do that.
Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman said the list of demands was made to be rejected and it is aimed at interfering with his country's sovereignty. Middle East Institute scholar and former Ambassador David Mack said it will be difficult for either side to back down.
Both sides have talked themselves into positions from which it's difficult to back down, and that's a good deal to do with the fact that, unlike in the past when matters like this have been dealt with discreetly by diplomats, this time it's being dealt with by public proclamation.
The demands include closing a Turkish military base in Qatar and shutting down the Doha-based Al Jazeera broadcasting network. French President Emmanuel Macron is backing a plan to create a Sahel military force to combat a growing threat of jihadism.
Concrètement, le soutien de la France aujourd'hui.
Mr. Macron addressing leaders of the so-called G5 Sahel bloc, Burkina Faso, Niger, Chad, Mauritania, Mali, and Bamako, said France will increase its operational support of the UN-backed force, expected to number 5,000 troops. This is VOA News. In Syria, U.S.-backed rebels have reinforced their positions in the battle for control of the Islamic State-held city of Raqqa. Some 1,000 additional fighters have been sent to the east and west, while the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Syrian Democratic Forces has also made advances from the south. This YPG Kurdish commander by the name of Simcoe said the SDF is advancing while the morale of the Islamic State is collapsing. In Damascus Sunday, a car bomb killed nearly 20 and wounded dozens. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The city was rocked by two separate blasts in March. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert was released from prison Sunday on parole after serving 16 of a 27-month sentence for corruption. The 71-year-old Olmert, convicted 3 years ago of accepting tens of thousands in bribes in connection with pushing along a controversial real estate project in Jerusalem while the city's mayor. China Monday criticized a freedom of navigation mission by a U.S. guided missile destroyer near the Paracel Islands in the contested South China Sea as a serious political and military provocation. The USS Stethem, passing to within 12 nautical miles of Triton Island, University of New South Wales Professor Emeritus Carl Thayer said it appears the U.S. mission was twofold.
One is the excessive claims of straight baselines and including an outlier in it. And secondly, China requires prior notification and approval, and the United States disputes that.
China has effectively controlled the Paracel since 1974. A U.S. warship conducted a similar mission in late May near the Spratly Islands. The United States Sunday lifted a laptop ban on flights from Abu Dhabi to the U.S., saying Etihad Airways has tightened security measures that were announced last week. Henry Hartefeld is a travel industry analyst with the group Atmosphere Research Group.
They are believed to include a need for more detailed screening of checked baggage, more thorough screening of passengers' carry-on bags. There could be passenger profiling. Understandably, the Department of Homeland Security doesn't want a lot of the security detail released, because if it did, those who would do harm would know what they are and try to get around it.
Abu Dhabi, one of 10 airports in 8 Middle Eastern and African countries with flights to the U.S. where the laptop ban was imposed in March. Sudan Sunday announced it will extend a unilateral ceasefire with rebels until the end of October. It comes as the U.S. announced it will lift a 20-year-old trade embargo over Khartoum's rights record and military conflicts. And Venezuela's president hikes salaries by 50%, the third boost this year as he tries to quell anti-government protests. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.